It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
You see, my Christian life, in my Christian life, I have had the opportunity to sit at the bedside of many loved ones who have died. I've had the opportunity, praise God, to attend a funeral service of many family members and friends who gone home to be with the Lord. Oh, we were there yesterday. Praise God. And I remember quite vividly one summer I attended the funeral of one of my former JROTC cadets who drowned while trying to save a friend's life. The mother only had two boys. This one was called Hoss. Great kid. Joined the United States Army National Guard to fight for his country. But Hoss had a friend who had fallen over in a dam, and he, without hesitation, jumped in the dam to save his friend. And as a result, both of them drowned. I attended that funeral, praise God, and someone got up and said, why would God take such a good son at this early age? Because this mother only had two boys. And I'll never forget when we were getting ready to go to the cemetery. Praise God. I still remember those words today because they allowed that mother to stand up and say something about her son. You want to know what she said? She said this. She said, yes, my son was a good boy. And yes, he was young. But she said that God gave his only son on a hill called Calvary. And she found comfort in those exact words that Jesus Christ too had given his life on a cross on a hill called Calvary. Finally, and as I get ready to close, I said I wasn't going to be long. Praise God. I preach the cross because it is the only means of salvation from our sins. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, preaching of the cross is the only means of salvation from your sins. You see, the night before Jesus died on the cross, Matthew records these words. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, and he prayed, "O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." In other words, he said, if there be any other possible means by which people may be saved from their sins, then let this bitter cup of crucifixion pass from me. But praise God, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but that thine will be done. And Father, we find that God answered, praise God, that prayer on the next day. Praise God, when he allowed his only begotten son to be whipped all night long, to be spat upon in his face, to be stripped of his clothes, and to be led up a hill called Calvary. He answered that prayer when he allowed his hands to be nailed to that cross. He answered that prayer when he allowed them to pierce him in his side. He answered that prayer when he allowed his son to stay on that cross and to declare that it is finished. Oh yeah, he answered that prayer, praise God, when he placed him in a borrowed grave. He answered that prayer when he allowed him to stay there 3 days and three nights in that grave. He answered that prayer, sure enough, praise God, when early one Sunday morning, he allowed him to get up out of that grave. Praise God, and to declare that I got all power in my hand. I got to tell you, there is something about the cross. There is something about the cross. And as I close here this morning, there was a story, and this is a true story. There was a young man, a young boy, who had wandered away from his parents over in London, England. Praise God, and you know how foggy it gets in London. And praise God, this young boy was wandering, and there was a policeman who found him. And he said, "Son, what in the world are you doing out here in all of this fog, in all of this darkness?" Praise God, the young man said, I've gotten away from my parents, and I don't know where in the world I am. But over in London, there is a place. It's called the Charing Cross, C-H-A-R-I-N-G cross. And it is known by the locals over there in London simply as the cross. And so the policeman asked this young man, he said, "Is there any kind of way you will be able to find your way home?" In other words, if there is any kind of monument, if there's any kind of building that if we can orient you to, that will get you to your house. And when the policeman said that, they tell me a smile came across his face. He said, there is a place that's called the cross. And if you could get me to the cross, I'll be able to find my way home. Let me tell you this morning, I preach the cross because it's the only means of salvation from our sins. And the reason I know it, because it was at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart roll away. It was there by faith. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now, oh now, I'm happy all the way. At the cross, where I first. Lord, if it had not been, I say it again, if it had not been for the cross, there is no telling. And no telling what his nappy head boy be. Praise God. But thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the preachers who preach the cross. Thank God for the preachers who don't worry about what those naysayers say. You continue to preach the cross of Jesus Christ. Because I stand here as a witness today that if it had not been for the cross, no telling where I would be. That's why I preach the cross. That's why I will continue to preach the cross. Praise God, because the cross means that much to me. Amen. Amen. You want to make me glad. Praise God. Stop talking about the cross. Oh, I know it was cruel. I know it was bad when they beat him. I know it was bad to have somebody to spit on you. I know it was bad to have a crown with 72 thorns thrust upon your head. I know how bad it was to have somebody to drive nails through his hand and then to pierce him in his side. But guess what? If it had not been for that, I'd still be lost in my sin. It's the cross. There might be somebody here today. You have not given your life to Jesus Christ. You have not had that cross experience. You have not had that cross experience. You can have that cross experience today. You can come to know why this cross was so vitally important. Where I first saw the light. Is there one? It was there I received. And You want to be happy? Come on to the cross. Whoa, at the cross, at where I first.